In chapter 2 of the book of Revelation, we read this. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. I imagine the church getting the letter and pondering what it might mean to them. What would you say if your church received a letter in which Jesus informs you that a time of suffering is going to come upon you, and some of you will be imprisoned, some will be persecuted in other ways, and some will even die? If we were to date the book of Revelation to about the year 90, we can picture a young man of about 20 years of age sitting in the congregation as the letter is read to the gathered ecclesia. The young man was a personal friend of the author. He had studied the Christian faith with the Apostle John in Ephesus for some time. Now he lived in Smyrna and was already at this time seen as a young man in whom God was at work. In the following years, this young man would grow into a strong leader of the church. As one who had been mentored by John, he had a direct link to Jesus, and the members of his church looked up to him as one who knew Jesus and the power of his death and resurrection. He became the spiritual leader of the church in Smyrna. As such, he embodied what the church members read in the Gospel of John in what we call chapter 15. There, Jesus tells his disciples that he is the vine and they are the branches, and that if they abide in him, they will produce much fruit. That phrase, much fruit, can be taken over into English as the name attributed to this young man who became the bishop of Smyrna, Polycarp. Poly is the Greek word for many, and carp is a shortened form of the Greek word karpos, or fruit. He was a man in whom the church members saw much fruit. They knew he was abiding in the true vine, and as such, they wanted him to continue to be their spiritual leader. Over the years, there were occasional outbreaks of persecution, but when Polycarp had reached the great age of 86, there arose a very difficult persecution of the church in Smyrna. Polycarp himself was being hunted by the city leaders for being the teacher of the hated Christians. They thought if they could just get Polycarp to stop leading the church in their refusal to worship the emperor, things would change. All they wanted him to do was to burn a little incense to the genius of Caesar and renounce Jesus as Lord. That's all. It would take less than 5 minutes, and he could go free, and the problems with the Christian refusal to submit to the spiritual leadership of the emperor would be dismantled. The church hid Polycarp for as long as they could, but one day, one of the church members, as they were being tortured, gave away where Polycarp could be found. There were law officers who were dispatched immediately to the place where Polycarp was to be found. There he was arrested. But the officers asked him to please, in view of your great age, just agree to burn incense to Caesar. But he refused. When he came to the arena where he would stand before the city ruler, a great tumult arose as the crowd demanded the death of Polycarp. The governor of the city asked Polycarp if he would burn incense to Caesar, and he refused. The magistrate then went on to ask him to simply say a line of denunciation of Jesus as the Christ. And he refused. He did so with a line that has come down to us as one of the most profound ways of declaring one's allegiance to Jesus. He said, "For 86 years I have been his servant, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my king who saved me?" The crowd in the arena gathered a pile of wood to lay around him. They were going to nail him to the stake to make sure he would not get away, but he said, "I will not be going anywhere. The one who grants me peace to endure the fire will grant me also to remain at the pile." When the fire refused to burn Polycarp, an execution was sent to stab him to death. And so, finally, Polycarp met his death at the hands of the persecutors. As Jesus said, "Remain faithful even unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Polycarp lived that life, and his story is one which continues to inspire all of us who face persecution even today.